This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 28th, written by Kurt Sellis. Soli Deo Gloria, to God be the glory. From Romans 11. From Him and through Him and for Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. In our reflection this month on the five soli of the Reformation, we have covered a lot of material about Scripture alone, Christ alone, grace alone, and faith alone. And now, as we focus for a few days on glory to God alone, it's important to note that this teaching is not in any way less significant because it comes last. Indeed, we might even say it is the most important of the five. Without a doubt, God's glory is at the heart of the five core teachings about the truth of our salvation. Scripture alone glorifies God's unique revelation of Himself and His plan for salvation. Christ alone glorifies God's wisdom and love in sending His only begotten Son. Grace alone glorifies God's mercy in reaching out to lost sinners. Faith alone glorifies God's gift of faith to channel His love and mercy. So all four of these key principles point to God's glory alone. No one else can claim any credit. The Apostle Paul has God's glory in mind when, after a long explanation about God's plan of salvation, he responds in awe and wonder in the passage we have read today, recognizing that salvation, and indeed all things, come from Him, through Him, and for Him. As wonderful and amazing as salvation is for us, it is ultimately not about us. What God has done for us echoes His glory. To God be the glory forever. Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, we thank You for Your love and mercy. Help us to glorify You in all that we do and say. And help us, we pray, to radiate Your glory in the world. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.